Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Game Set Matchup, live here from the FinTech Summit in Edinburgh. I'm joined today with my co-host, Michael Paris from FinTech Scotland, and we also have a very special guest, Rebecca Midgley, the Innovation Manager at Phoenix Group. So we're going to kick off with a little bit of an intro, and I'm going to hand over to yourself, Rebecca, to tell a little bit more to our listeners about Phoenix Group and the role that you hold there.
Hi, well, thank you so much for having me. Much appreciated. So Phoenix Group is the UK's largest long-term savings and retirement business, and it's got a vision of helping people secure a life of possibilities. It's the parent company of a variety of financial services companies, including Standard Life. So I work as an innovation lab manager based in our Edinburgh Innovation Lab, which is a high-tech space to showcase our proposition to clients, advisors, and key stakeholders, as well as a space for innovation. So the Innovation Lab is home to our Innovation Forum, which I'm sure I'll tell you more about later. And it's kind of an initiative that I've been working on, which is really exciting. And also in my role, I focus on other areas like running and executing events, as well as curated content creation.
Thank you, Rebecca. And you mentioned the forum. So last year, you decided to work with us at FinTech Scotland to launch your Innovation Forum. Can you tell us what the Innovation Forum is and your successes so far?
Absolutely. So the Innovation Forum is an initiative which we launched last year to explore new ways of working and to explore innovative solutions for different industry challenges. So we've had three forums, with two this year and one that we're currently working on. So the way that it works is we launch a challenge. So this is something which is a societal or industry issue, which is really important to us. And then we ask fintechs and other businesses to apply to these challenges with their creative solutions. And then those shortlisted businesses come to the Innovation Lab to pitch to our shortlisters and the mentors. So after the first pitches, any applicants which were successful are then matched with at least two mentors from across the business who are all subject matter experts, and they help them hone and refine their pitches. These applicants are then taken to the final pitches in front of an executive judging panel, and one or more businesses are then chosen to be the winner of the forum. And then after that, we work with the winner to create a pilot to be delivered to a large pool of our customers. And then hopefully after that, we are then integrating them into the company and we'll work further with them. So we're currently still in the midst of our third forum, which is the Women's Innovation Forum. And that's all focused on closing the gender pension gap. And we actually only recently finished our second forum, which was back in July, which was focusing on sustainability. And we had two winners from that one, and we are planning pilots with both of these winners for early next year. And then from last year's forum, our winner behavioural finance, they had something called Wealth Personality, which is kind of like a psychometric personality quiz, so that our customers can find out what type of investor they are. So we're launching a pilot with them before the end of this year to about 20,000 customers. So there's a lot going on and it's very exciting.
Super exciting, and really varied as well, which I'm sure keeps it nice and interesting. So here at Finder, we're all about partnerships. So wanted to touch on collaboration, and just wanted to get your thoughts around, you know, what makes for a gold star partnership, and how do you really make sure that the relationship you're building is going to be a long term relationship that you can go on and both grow with?
Absolutely. So gold star. So as a company, Phoenix Group is committed to helping people secure a life of possibilities. So we ensure that when we're creating a new partnership, that partner is aligned to our values and we're also aligned to theirs. So for instance, a really important aspect of new partnerships for us is how big of an impact they can make on our colleagues, or our customers, or both. We really want to make a real difference in the world. So whether that be closing the gender pension gap or helping people understand the impact of their sustainable investments, we really want to collaborate with an innovative partner which actually shares this passion, and does so in a unique and pioneering way. And then when it comes to ongoing, I guess as the key when fostering a partnership and nurturing this to maintain a long-term relationship is ongoing and open communication. So both parties need to provide feedback on what's working well for them, what's been helpful, what might have been difficult, and then how we can actually just reflect on this and strengthen that relationship even further and take those learns for all future innovation forums and future partnerships.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so Rebecca, this year you told us you didn't run one but two innovation forums. That must keep you busy. And the last one was around the theme of helping plug the gender gap when it comes to savings. Why do you think collaboration with fintech firms is key to achieving these objectives?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the one that we're still currently running. So it's engaging women in the pensions and aiming to close that gender pension gap. So that finishes at the end of this year. So I think collaborating with fintechs is really key to achieving this objective, as it's important for us to have diversity of thought and to explore new ways of working and thinking. We all know that a problem like the gender pension gap is not an easy one to solve, and is quite big. And of course, this emerges from the gender pay gap, but it's also created from a number of issues and life events like divorce, maternity leave and childcare. So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, and we need multiple different brains working on this problem to try and solve it. I think working with fintechs really, really helps us in creative thinking and new approaches to tackling these industry problems and coming up with new solutions.
Wonderful. So as we talked about, you've been kept very busy with a number of programs already underway and new ones on the way. And so you'll have had a load of learnings from each of those different forums. So if you could talk to our listeners now a little bit about kind of the key learnings that you've had, what's gone particularly well, and maybe things that have been a few pitfalls that you would avoid in the future.
Absolutely. So as you say, we've had three forums within the space of 2 years, so we have learnt quickly. So throughout all the forums, we've obviously had a lot of learnings, and we are constantly improving and innovating our own approach to this. But in terms of what's worked well, we've had feedback from previous winners and participants that the communication is absolutely spot on from the forum team, the mentors, and also the applicants themselves. So the previous winners of the latest forum were really impressed by the involvement and the dedication from the mentors. Of course, this goes both ways, because the applicants were really passionate and made sure to utilise the time with the mentors, taking time away from their very busy day jobs, I'm sure, to work on these pitches. So I think the mentor collaboration is really, really key for us and something that we will continue throughout all the future forums. And then I guess pitfalls to avoid. A huge one for us is a lack of clarity, especially in pitches. So the judges really need to have a clear idea of exactly what is the fintech or business is offering, with no room for interpretation and a really transparent indication of their finances, their timelines, and their expectations as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And you know, when you work for Phoenix, which is a big group, a FTSE 50 company, I'm sure it can be tough sometimes to enable innovation because of a bit of red tape here, procurement processes, all here for good reasons to protect customers. But how did you go about, you know, enabling innovation at Phoenix in terms of managing the stakeholders and getting their buy-in?
Yeah, so we engage with our senior stakeholders early on in the Innovation Forum process, so much before launching the Innovation Forum challenges, just to make sure that the challenge is supporting the business needs and the future direction for the company. So we're really lucky that these senior stakeholders help sponsor the Innovation Forum, promoting this internally and externally and acting as an advocate, whether at business meetings or conferences, they often talk and promote about the Innovation Forum. Collaboration is really key. I feel really lucky to work in a company where all colleagues are happy to help each other out and take time out of their day. Our shortlisters, mentors and judges all take a lot of time out of their diaries to support the Innovation Forum. But we know that they're happy to do this because they're passionate about both the journey and the outcome for this. And we all work towards one common goal, whether this be supporting our sustainability initiative or reducing the gender pension gap. All of the colleagues at the Phoenix Group are aware of the benefits of connecting with creative thinkers like fintechs to enhance our propositional development.
Brilliant. Well, that's wonderful, and it's just really exciting to see how actually you can connect, a number of different departments, different areas, and actually everyone coming towards a common goal, like you say, that's outside their direct remit and day to day, but really just have a passion for innovation and supporting the growth in lots of different areas and how lives can be changed through that. So really interesting, great to hear what you're doing, but also really interested to look forward to see what's coming next in the years to come in terms of different forums that you guys will pick up and deliver and partner with different businesses to do. So on that note, just wanted to say thank you ever so much for spending some of your day with us today, and look forward to hearing more in the future of everything that you go on to do at the Phoenix Group.
Thanks so much, Jen. Much appreciated.
You know, man.